This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, what's going on? It's Miles the DJ here, the world famous K-Rock at KROQ. Thrilled, privileged, honored to be joined by one of the most important and coolest and relevant bands of 2025 and beyond,
the
Paradox.
Thank you. You're cool too.
Hey man.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Very
to be
relevant.
Here.
My man, I'm just trying to keep up. You know what I'm saying? Like you guys formed what, only like 54 weeks ago or something? July 1st is when.
That's a way to
yeah, July it. 1st. Of
think about
last,
it.
Yeah, last year. That's insane. I never like calculated the weeks.
Right.
But I know them now.
We're recording this in mid-July, and July 1st, 2024, you start the socials. We're officially the Paradox.
Yeah.
And this is happening incredibly fast for you guys. Yeah. How?
Social media.
No idea. Social media, the power of the internet, I guess.
The power of the comment section.
Right.
Virality.
For real. And vitality.
You're the second ever K-Rock launch artist. Now, this is an artist that we give to an artist maybe once, maybe twice a year. The first was last year with Royal Otis.
Wow.
Since then, dude, like they're blowing
Thank
up
you.
Right now. They're doing big things, and we see that in the future for the Paradox too.
Thank you.
You're talking about the comment section and you know, fans obviously, but I mean, you got the Jack Whites of the world. How did you guys end up opening up for Jack White? Tell us about that story.
So I got a message on the Paradox account from this account called, it was like Lalo Medina or something like that. And I didn't even think it was real. But Ro was like, yeah, I'm Jack White's tour manager and he wants you guys to open for him. We'd been a band for like 2 weeks. So I didn't really believe it. But then like, you know, we messaged him and like the messages were blue for my iPhone users. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
And it was like, all right, so it seemed legit. And then we rented a F-150 and just Percy strapped all our gear to the back.
Taught y'all how to use a ratchet strap.
He did. And we drove like 4 hours up to Nashville and it was very real. Jack White was there and it was insane. It was like seeing like a rock god like in front of me. It was very wild. And we ended up doing that. And then we... not long after that, we ended up playing with Lil Nas X at his sister's wedding, and then we opened for Green Day.
Shout
and that was
all
within like the first like month and a half or so. Yeah,
that this doesn't happen. Like that's so amazing. Like
it's
very weird.
It just
goes to show, like you know, quality music, good people, like good things happen to the like. So
thank you.
Just definitely
really happy for you guys. I want to go back to the Jack White shows for a second, Zeelan. Like, what was that crowd like? I've been privileged to see the White Stripes and Jack White and Rock on Tours over the years. I've never seen a pop punk band open for him. I love that mix. Love that happened. Like, what was the crowd like during that show?
The crowd was pretty awesome, honestly. They were lit.
Yeah.
And the one thing I want to say is that that building was really hot because the AC was not working.
Where was it?
Yeah.
It was in the basement east in Tennessee.
Okay, word.
I don't think I ever felt body heat like that. Like when the doors open, it was like if you could see it on a thermal camera, that shit would have been crazy.
Like
it was like when like we got off the plane in Arizona.
Yeah.
And as soon as you're not off the plane, but like out the airport,
microwave
the wall of heat.
Microwave heat.
Like there's this balcony area where everybody's like chilling outside, and I walked past the door. It was just like I just walked past hell.
Right.
Purgatory. Yeah.
Well, like, what's wild about that, again, like, you'd only been a band for 2 weeks. How many shows had you played up to that point?
I'm not sure. We did a house show.
Jack White would be three.
It was like three, I think, yeah. Was it, though? I think it was two.
Was the house show the not
that was the first
black,
one?
But,
the house one yeah. was the first one. Then we played Jack White right after that.
It was Barbershop.
Oh, so you're right. That was three.
Yeah. House show. He's
right.
Jack
our
White.
First show was with our first drummer. Yeah, we didn't. Percy wasn't in the band yet because we didn't think he was good enough yet. And I was kidding. No, but those who like remember like when we had that cymbal with the bite taken out of it.
Our original
drummer Dion.
That
we love Dion. And we played like our first show was like to like 10 people in this parking lot, and that was very hot. And then we did a house show, which was cool because that was the first time we had like people show up that like weren't like our moms and stuff.
Right.
And then we opened for Jack White.
I caught a heat stroke that first show.
Did you?
Yeah,
you
it was like
it was so bad. It was like 100 degrees out there, dude. Like,
well, the adrenaline too, and the fact that like, yo, we just started and now we're opening for Jack White and it's super hot. We're in a basement.
Yeah,
like,
dude. I was jumping around in that parking lot, and then there was this lounge at the end of the place where we were playing at. So I went inside. It was like this big fan. I was just laying there on the couch or whatever,
right? Yeah.
The seating place, and I was just like dead, dude. I was like, people was trying to give me water left and right. I was pouring some on my head, trying to cool myself down. I'm really thankful for those people.
Like, and a learning experience now, right? Yeah. We're getting through shows better now. We're a year and a half, not even a year and a half, a year and 2 weeks in already as a band is the Paradox. Eric, you mentioned Green Day earlier.
Yeah.
I love the story of how you opened for them in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Really walk us through how that happened.
So I was working at a vape shop at the time. We'd been a band for, like I said, like a month to like a month and a half, maybe like a month and a week. I don't know. But I had a customer come in, and I'd been talking to Green Day at this time because Billy had followed the band's account and my personal account. And at this point, we were talking about like the Beatles and guitars and stuff. I think the first message I sent him was like, can you teach me how to play that last riff on Basket Case? And he sent me a video showing me how to do that. So one of my customers comes in and is just like, yo, Green Day's coming into town and they're doing all of Dookie and American Idiot, like in its entirety, bro. And I'm like, what? I gotta see that. So I texted him. I was like, hey, like, we're really poor. Can, like, we have, like, tickets? Like, even if it's, like, the really cheap seats, like, if you look like an aunt to us, like, we just want to see
you. You just
want to
be in the room. Yeah.
And he was just like, yeah, like, I'll see what I can do. And next day just, like, hit me up. I'm at work. And he's just like, how would you guys like to open the show? And, like, blew my mind. It was insane. So, like, it was like, yeah, him. It was Green Day. Smashing Pumpkins, Rancid, and the Linda Lindas. Like, an insane lineup. And this was at, like, Truist Park, which I lived by and drove past, like, many times. But, we ended up doing that show, and that changed everything for us. It was, we were extremely grateful for that.
And the catering was awesome.
It was so good.
Chimichurri steak.
So good. Like, steak, chicken. They had salmon. Like, it was so good.
Yo, Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins, man, they don't mess around. You know what
I'm
saying?
Not at all.
Rancid, like, come on.
And they all, like gave us so much love. Like, it was so cool. I remember, like, I was going to see my boy Josh, like, up in, like, the, like, cheaper sections up there. And, like, the security dude
stopped
me, bro.
He was on my ass, too.
I'm trying to go into the aisle to, like, say what's up. And he's like, hey, you don't have a ticket. And I'm showing him, like, my, like, all-access pass, like, I don't know what that is, buddy.
Right.
And I was just like, bro, like, I was just up there. And then literally Billy Corgan is like, yo, like, shout out to the Paradox. Like, they did great. And I'm like, that's my band. He's like, yeah, sure it is, buddy. And I'm Bill Clinton, right? And like, so it was wild. But it was so much fun. I remember, like, doing home runs, like, around the what do you call it?
The bases.
Yeah, thank you.
Right.
But it was so much fun.
I want to get into a song that's not out yet, coming out on July 25th. Blender, yes. Right?
Bender.
Okay, yeah. Bender. It's not out yet. I'm not familiar. You know what I mean? Trust me, a year from now on K-Rock, it's going to be like all over the place,
he's
right?
He's not hip yet.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. Blender with Travis Barker is associated. Yes. Wait, did I say it again?
Yeah.
Bender.
Yeah,
this is the life of a radio DJ over here. Bender. I just got this information before.
Yeah. I literally said thank you to be here, like right. As the intro. I was like, oh my gosh.
We're having a good time. We're loose. You know, this isn't a professional operation at K-Rock.
LA and
you know?
QC's. He said,
this is our
quality control over here. Shout out Quavo.
Bender
is the song featuring Travis Barker. PC3 on drums, man. Like, you're working with one of the, if man. Not the best drummer on planet Earth. Like, what's that experience like for you?
Dude, it's a life-changing experience. You know, like, drumming next to him, like, for the music video, like in the pool, that was such a surreal moment, like for me. Like, been watching him since I was like 6, 7 in every genre, you know, not just pop punk, you know, like in Atlanta when Gucci Mane and everybody was popping, he was on that side too, you know. So like seeing that, like,
yeah,
it's drumming next to him, it's crazy. And just working with him, watching him play in the studio, tracking it, it was like insane. It's just insane. It's an experience that I'll never forget ever.
Yeah.
Travis saved my life because I didn't get my hair retwisted, and I texted him the morning of the shoot. I was like, dude, you have to help me. I need like some type of scully or a fitted cap or something. He laughed and he was like, I'll bring something. And he brought me the scully I'm wearing right now.
And he took it off since. He's been in the shower with that brush on and everything.
That doesn't come off your head. That's not left your head.
That's right. It's my shower cap and my outwear. But yeah. He also had some Nutter Butters in like a cereal bowl.
Okay.
And I ate it. So I'm glad I can say I ate his Nutter Butters.
Oh my. Yeah.
Whoa. Yo, hey,
did you? Yo, that right. I know you love Blink-182. I didn't know you liked him like that. You know what I'm saying? But we're getting.
It was very surreal for me because, you know, I don't want to sound like a poser. I grew up on Motown. I was raised by my grandparents, so, like, they're really old. And so I came up on, like, really old music. But, you know, pop punk was always around. And, like, I ended up getting really heavy into it, like, 2.5 years ago. And it was Blink that was what got me on. It was, like, the What's My Age Again video. I was watching a video about that video, which made me watch that video, put me down the rabbit hole. Then I was watching Fat Lip from Sum 41 and, like, all of it. And I was like, yo. So I was, like, living with my uncle at the time. I just moved to Atlanta, and I was just, like, locked in. I learned how to play all of Enema and all Killer No Filler, all of Dookie. And it was insane because I was watching these concerts, and I was just like, man, like, I don't know how, like, which way, but, like, I'm going to meet these guys. Like, literally a month before we met Green Day, bro, I just learned how to play 2,000 Light Years Away. I was watching a documentary on the Dookie album, and I was like, I don't know how, but I'm going to meet these guys. But I thought it'd be in, like, a few years, not, like, the following
big
month.
Big manifest.
Like, that was crazy.
And not only that, when we were young, later that year, you cover 2,000 Light Years Away, right? Like, on stage opening that show, and like, with, you know, the icons of pop punk.
That was the most insane experience, because, like, when we did, like, we went to Warped Tour DC, and it was so surreal because, like, we met so many of our heroes, and, like, they, like, knew who we were, which was wild. Because, like, why? But they were, like, but when we went to when we were young, nobody knew who we were. And I remember, like, that first day, me and Zealand just, like, ran around to, like, everybody, like, all our favorite fans. Like, can you guys come watch our set tomorrow? It's at, like, 9 a.m. Like, can you come watch us? And, you know, a lot of them did. And it was really surreal, like, for us to be there. And the catering was awesome there, too. Pizza, hibachi, so good.
No Fatburger yet in the catering. We got to figure that out at some point.
We hadn't had Fatburger yet, but it was once our, you know, beautiful label head Tall was like, hey, we need you guys to go to L.A. and write songs. And we went to L.A. That's when we were introduced to the beauty of Fatburger.
Yeah.
And that's why I like to think he really wanted us to come out to L.A. for.
And you're more of a Fatburger guy than an In-N-Out guy right now, right?
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If Donald was here, he'd disagree, but.
Yeah. In-N-Out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Yeah. You're talking about Motown, growing up on Motown music. I think I've read, like, you know, Beach Boys were big, Ronettes and stuff. Yeah. And I'm thinking about some of these pop punk bands who were around in the, you know, early 2000s. We're talking about Blink, Sum 41, Yellow Card, Good Charlotte. Like, these are bands now who have really evolved over time, right? Yeah. And a lot of the music that, say, Yellow Card or Good Charlotte are making now is much different and more of an evolution for what they were doing back in the day. Still them. What's really cool about you guys right now is you're tapping into this sort of, like, nostalgia, but yet it's still, like, super fresh. So
thank you.
Those of us who kind of grew up on that music, it's like new sounds that are familiar to us from when we were growing up, but you know what I'm saying?
Thank
like,
you. Is that means the world?
So it's like, is that intentional? How much of what you're doing is just based on like what you love and your influences, and talking about Motown and music like that? How do you see the evolution of the band down the line?
I would say, I don't. Maybe to like an extent, it's kind of like, you know, intentional. Like we have a genuine love for that era. Like I think when me and Zealand like first started hanging out, like, and even to this day, we just sit and watch like old concerts of like, you know, Fall Out Boy and like Blink when like they were first starting out. And it's like taking that love of it, but like not wanting the music to sound like an exact like bite of like, you know, 2005. Like,
right.
You know, I always like when I write songs, like I want it to kind of have that sense of like, like this feels familiar, like almost like I've heard it before.
Right.
But, you know, I think like what I try to do is like musically kind of like tap into that like nostalgic 2000s thing, but like lyrically kind of just talk how we talk. You know, like how we talk now, like how we would talk amongst each other and stuff, like, you know, talking about like, you know, you hit me with your Subaru, and, you know, nudes and snap and stuff like that's, you know, you don't really hear that in pop punk songs from 2005 and stuff. So,
right.
Yeah. It wasn't there. It was no Snapchat.
Yeah, you're right. It didn't exist. So, but and I think as far as like, yeah, with the evolution, I don't know. I think, you know, right now, like, we're having fun just making, like, you know, these simple, you know, catchy songs. I like to think of us as in our, like, early Beatles era, if you will. But, yeah, I think I just see us, like, evolving into, like, you know, we all like different types of music. We're very, like, versatile in our music taste. We love everything. And even if, like, it's not, like, our favorite, we're always open to, like, you know, anything. And we've all come from, like, different backgrounds. And I think, like, that comes out even in, like, you know, our pop punk stuff. But, like, yeah, you know, I think just evolving and just making good music above anything, you know.
That's right.
Genre is just a flavor at the end of the day. You know, you either like wings or you don't.
That's right. That's right. No, I love that.
You also got to expand your palate. You know what I'm saying? there people be killing me, like, especially where I'm from. You eat the wings, but you eat the same wings every day.
That was a big thing.
How you gonna do that, bro? It's not healthy.
Even like with starting the band, like that was a big thing, was like, you know, growing up, I think we all like kind of went through like the ridicule from like, you know, people that look like us, like our own community, kind of for listening to that music and maybe like, you know, the way we talk and things like that. And I think it was, it was that, and it was also trying to like give the world a different view of the African-American experience, because we're not alone. Like, you know, suburban, you know, black kids do live in the suburbs, and like that experience exists. And I feel like kind of what's like mainstream for that is kind of like, you know, the hood experience, which is, you know, an aspect, but it's not all of it. You know what I mean? And I think it kind of like can sometimes lead to like, you know, maybe negative stereotypes and stuff. Right. And it's like, if you don't fit that mold, then what's wrong with you? You're not black. And that's just not the case.
Exactly.
So I think like that was kind of like our big thing, was just trying to like give a different experience in like an authentic way. Like just being true to ourselves.
Don't try to be somebody you're not. You know?
Just be like, you, dog. Like, if you want to listen to freaking, I don't know, like yodeling polka music, then do it.
Like, bro, you got a pool in your neighborhood, bro. Why are you throwing up gang signs?
Right.
So yo, we really got it hard out here, bro. People die out here every day, bro. It's like old people in your retirement community you live in.
You know, PC3, you were talking about like the comment section earlier, you know, on that topic, like what's some of the feedback that you've been seeing from, you know, your peers, friends, etc.?
Yeah, positive feedback. You know, our friends, you know, they absolutely love what we're doing. You know, our friends always knew that we were talented.
Right.
Our friends pretty much knew that we were going to, you know, be something great. So them seeing it come to fruition too as a friend is just amazing. Right. You know, we all get to experience it together.
And again, just seeing like how fast this is happening, I want to touch on two quick things and I'll get you out of here. I know a Newfound Glory show was sparked this, right?
And yeah, and to talk about that, a year before I met Eric, they came to the Masquerade in Atlanta. And I drew a sign that said, "Can I play Hit or Miss?" And Chad led me up on stage to play. And that pretty much was the introduction to like my new future, you know? And it's just like, now the fact that we opened
Baby
we played When We Were Young Fest and shared the same stage with them was just absolutely insane. You know, I got Ian to watch our set. From getting kicked out of a Blink-182 show in State Farm Arena.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that was like July 13th, 2023. I jumped the barricade. So I sat like on the main floor level, and I walked down the stairs and I jumped the barricade. And this was before they were playing Stay Together for the Kids. And I ran into the barricade. I jumped over the barricade, ran into the pit, and I was like running through people and I was just ducking. Like, so the security wouldn't see me. I was just watching Mark and Tom from up close. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
That's so cool.
And I felt a big hand grab my shoulder. And I look back, I swear Big Black just came back to life. Just like him. And I tried to run. This man would not let go of my shirt. And all the security grabbed me. And they brought me to this back room. And they were like trying to arrest me for resisting. Like, I was trying to like fight everybody off. But I didn't hit nobody. Like, all I can think about is my car being impounded in Atlanta. And I just paid $60 for parking. Now I had to pay more money to get it out. But thank God that they brought me to the head security in this back room. It took like 2 minutes to walk there from like the tunnel. And they made me sign a ticket saying that I was banned for 1 year and I can't come back. But yeah, it's kind of lame.
Well, you know what? You're playing Warped Tour now in Long Beach in a few weeks, right? You know what I'm saying?
I was screaming for Travis and he couldn't even hear me. So he probably had in-ears in, so he couldn't like hear me saying, "Travis!" Like, I made a whole TikTok about it. It's up there. It went a little viral.
Okay. Yeah, but and now now we're working together.
Yeah,
with Travis,
it's
you know,
insane. Like, what are it's the odds? Like, it's like literally one in a million.
Bender is the song dropping on July 25th. September's the EP.
Yes, it is going to be a lot of fun. We're trying to like, you know, get some like even like some funny skits together on that, because no one does that anymore. You know,
right.
Put skits on albums. I love that on like NWA records and like Wu-Tang records and stuff.
Eminem back in the day.
Yeah.
Right.
Kanye.
Yeah.
It's just
Biggie.
It's just funny, you know. So like, yeah, just I want to do that, you know, giving out some new songs and giving the people more music. That's what they want, is more songs. We're making them for you guys.
You're going to be on tour with All Time Low later this year.
All Time Low, Mayday Parade, yes. 4 Years Strong, and The Cab. We're going to be going all across the country and then hitting Europe with them in the beginning of next year.
I also saw them back in 2023 as well. I got VIP, and I told Alex that hopefully we can open for you guys one day, because we didn't have a band yet, and it was just me and him. And now that we're opening for them now, it's...
What's your band called?
My story's kind of crazy. Like,
it's wild, man. No, you guys are so deserving of everything you have. The fact that this is happening only a year in, it just goes to show again that, like, quality music, good people, like, good things happen to bands like that and people like you. And it's just, you know, to see, like, having so much passion for what you do in music, and to see the feedback and the love come back.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. The Paradox, the second ever K-Rock launch artist. Get the message all over K-Rock right now. Looking forward to seeing you at Warped Tour in a couple weeks.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Right on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.